Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Let's get into it. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Huh, interesting. Thank you to Sam for that catchphrase submission. Very metatextual. Thank you so much, Sam. And by the way, Sam is in quotes. I don't know why, but thank you to Sam, if that is your real name. And the sentiments therein are totally accurate. What is up, everyone? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Let's get into it. We have a great show today. Coming up a little later, we have a couple of theme park enthusiasts. We also have a couple of soccer moms will be here. And, you know what? Hey, Reg.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for singing the song. But I noticed you have a book coming out this week. Do you want to stick around and talk?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I was
eating
a salad. I know
you didn't expect you were on your way out.
I was eating a salad and I was on my way out, but to another podcast.
Do you want to stick around? We could talk about your book. We could catch up.
Yeah, I think that'd be, I might as well. I was going to a rival podcast, but
which one?
Feel like, huh?
Which one?
It's a hamsters.
Hamsters.
Yeah.
Just hamsters talking, or talking about hamsters?
No, just talking about hamsters.
Talking about hamsters. So that makes more sense because hamsters don't actually.
No,
I mean English,
but they do munch a lot. You know,
that can translate, I think, to a podcast.
Yeah.
Can
cool.
you tell them you're not going to come?
I'm texting them right now.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. So I'd love to stay and talk about the book.
Yeah, let's talk about the book. What do you say? Okay. Well, let me introduce him. He is, of course, my old band leader on the Comedy Bang Bang television show. Also, he was the old band leader on the most late show in existence.
It was.
It was latest. Later than any other show, wasn't there, it?
It was. It's got the Guinness Book of World Record for the latest.
Yeah, TV it was. Show. It was. I think it was like 12:36 or something. It would start.
12:36.
Oh my God!
I know.
How did you guys do it?
I have no idea. I mean, and we taped live. It was always live. Live streamed.
Yeah,
so.
Every other minute was live, right?
We had a minute delay just in case there's like, you know, someone going like fudge or
yeah,
you know,
for
whatever.
1 minute, totally straight.
Yep, totally.
Yep. He has a book out, from what I'm told. It's called Great Falls, Montana. Please welcome back to the show, Reggie Watts. Hello, Reggie.
Oh, hey. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, yeah.
Just finishing that text to hamsters.
Oh, okay. Do you need a second to finish?
No, actually, I finished.
Poof? You sent it off?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a response back, so I might need to leave, but I'll see.
Oh, wait. If they say you have to leave, you have to leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just say I'm not coming?
No, that's the weird thing about that podcast.
It's mandatory,
well,
really.
Well, that's why it's a rival podcast.
Oh, I see. That's right. Yeah.
It completely
I've been
competes.
Hearing about my guests stolen by them over the past like couple of months or something like that.
Yeah, it's weird. And the thing is, like, they told me that it was a rival podcast, you know, like that's how they build it, you know.
They contacted you and said, hi, we're a rival to Comedy Bang Bang podcast.
Yeah, at first they just said a rival podcast, and I was like, a rival to what? Or do you mean like a rival, you know? And they're like, no, a rival.
You thought it might have been about a rival, the movie with aliens?
Yeah, just talking about like, how we communicate with other species.
Sure.
And
to get your little tiny blackboard out that you were gonna was that an erase board or a blackboard?
No, it was an erase board. It was an erase board with but the thing was, like, I got it wrong, and they were like, we're a rival podcast. I was like, to whom? I don't even know if that's right, but I said to whom.
I think you can say to whom in any situation. People
I can
go like, ooh, classy.
Okay, good. That's what I was trying to do. And they were like, there's a they were like Comedy Bang Bang, and I was like, oh, it's podcast, and they're like, yeah, yeah. I was like, we couldn't be, you can't rival a TV show, and he's like, yeah, yeah, we know that.
So. Yeah, there was no rival to the TV show other than the Late Late Show, obviously.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, the Late Late Show did rival. It did.
Stole my band lead.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, different. They just moved us around. That'll.
But
be
it was
different
a, it
enough.
Was, it was weird because it was a band leader swap situation, and then
it was
all I got back was a rock and a box.
Yeah, yeah, they, yeah. That's true. They always, they have such a great sense of humor.
Well, well, thanks for coming. If you do have to leave, I understand.
Oh no, I just got a text back. It says, "Oh, actually, it's a little emoji. It's a hamster, like kind of eating."
There's a hamster. Maybe I don't have the new iPhone.
You don't have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me describe it for you. It's a hamster, and it's like chewing. You know, how hamsters are always like chewing, and it looks like they're in fast forward, but that's actually the speed that they chew at.
Right.
So it's got that.
Okay.
And then it's got like,
so is it blurry in the mouth area, or
it's just kind of like, you know, it has got that frame stutter that looks like something's wrong, but you know, it's a whatever, it's a JPEG, but so it shows it, and then at the end it smiles and puts a thumb. It doesn't really have a thumb, but
so it's like
whatever,
an animated, or is this a sequence
of real
like
one.
Three panels?
No, see, there's there's a show in Canada called Hammy Hamster, and they would show, like, you know, because rodents are always like, you know, chewing on something because they have to, I guess, because their teeth or something.
Their teeth hurt, or their teeth if they don't chew something, they'll fall out.
I think that the teeth are like constantly wanting. It's like the teeth are beckoning them.
They're yearning for something.
Yes, they're yearning. They have yearnful teeth. And so they're, you know, so they're chewing on stuff. But in Hammy Hamster, they would just insert a taxidermy hand. You know, if they were hammering something, so there'd be a close-up insert. You'd just see a taxidermy hamster hand hammering on something. And so I think that it's just a taxidermied hand that has kind of a,
I see,
a thumb-like gesture.
So it's a cartoon face with a taxidermied
Real face.
Oh, it's a real face.
It's a real face. Yeah, yeah. They don't, that's the thing about this podcast. That's what intrigued me about them, is like they're not cheap.
Really? So they have a huge budge.
Huge.
Yeah, wow, yeah. As opposed to this show.
Huge. Well, they have a lot of heart.
Yeah, a huge budget and a lot of heart. I can't compete with this podcast.
I know. That's why I was scared about it.
All right, but they said that you don't have to go.
No, they're cool. They're totally cool. I assume that means thumbs up. Yeah, go for it. So
it might be a thumb of like, hey, start hitchhiking your way over here.
I don't think they're that clever.
Oh, okay. So they have a huge budget. They have a lot of heart. Not that clever.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah, but great. I didn't say that.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, Reggie, you can stick around. Great.
Of course. Fantastic. I would love to.
Let's get into it, as I said in the catchphrase.
Oh,
so you have this book. It's called Great Falls, Montana, which up till now was just a place, but apparently it's been adapted into a book.
Yeah, the whole place has been made into a book.
Wow.
It's
how'd you get the rights?
I just did it. I just did it because they
let them sue you.
Because it's like, it's Great Falls and they probably need it, you know, in some way.
They need a little pub.
Yeah. Because, you know, they blew up the smokestack in the 80s. So there's no more tourists for that. And, you know, we got the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, which is cool. And the CMR Museum.
How often do you get back there to the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center?
The Interpretive Center, maybe, I'd say
that,
once.
Is that a yearly visit, or is that, do you stretch it out and try to?
I mean, it's up for interpretation. It's basically like every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
Every
okay.
Three years.
And your mind sort of memory holds everything that you saw there, and then you're able to.
Yeah. Well,
experience
I do a release.
Anew.
I do a release. Like I release the memory of the experience just so I can enjoy it again.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Like what, if you only see something once, then you have to remember it your whole life.
I know.
You know? Like, let it go, and then you can see it a million times.
100%. And also, when I had it, there was a petition, but the museum, the interpretive museum, what is it? I can't remember. It's like the people that are in charge of it basically said—
Curators?
That's it.
CEOs?
No, I think it's curators. Okay. But they had this idea where they were saying, because it's a spiral and you have to like go through the journey of Lewis and Clark, you know, from the East Coast
spiral,
all the way to the West Coast.
Like my favorite Saw film.
Ahead. Oh. Well, I don't know what you're about, whatever. Construction film or whatever. But like, you know, like it was a spiral, you have to follow the spiral and it kind of spirals down and you learn about the story. But they were suggesting they just put a sign at the door that just says Lewis and Clark, they made it.
Oh, okay. And that'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, that kind of like belittles all that work that went into creating those dioramas and all that stuff.
I know. I mean, I guess maybe I'd be interested in how they made it.
Exactly. Right.
Why they made it, where they made it, when they made it, who they made it with.
Yeah.
The the reporter's questions.
Yeah, it's like a goal-based mentality, and it's like I'm into journey-based mentality. So anyways, but I went out, and so, yeah, so the Interpretive Center. Go check it out, Great Falls, Montana Interpretive Center. Check out the
dioramas. And how many chapters in your book are devoted to this place?
None.
Exactly zero.
Exactly zero. Yeah. Okay, less than zero would be great, but that's
but
not
that
possible.
Was taken already.
That was taken already, yeah, yes. For a book. It was.
So tell me about the book. I mean, this is incredible. To be frank, I don't think I've ever seen you even reading a book, let alone writing one, but, no. Like, how did this come to pass?
Last book I read was, 1998. And I think it was The Art of Motorcycle Maintenance or something like that. That was the last book, but I appreciate them. And I get romantic about them. People give them to me and I'm like, oh, the potential, you know? And,
sure. You put it by your nightstand. Yeah. I have about six on my nightstand right now that I'm just like,
I do.
I'm going to get to you one of these days.
Oh boy. When I get
and then eventually it makes the trip from the nightstand into the bookshelf.
Yep.
Never having been read.
Yep. And maybe it makes it in the hand of a friend that shows even moderate interest in it.
Sure.
So have this. Just take it. Okay.
So that's the future for your book, maybe.
The future for my book, for a lot of people, probably they'll be like, that's a cool cover, that's enough. But yeah, it's,
what is it about? It's
it's an autobiography. It's about
biography of autos. So it's like Ford versus Ferrari.
It's Lamborghini versus Nissan.
Boy, what about Lamborghini versus Gucci? That would be an incredible versus House of Gucci.
Oh,
you know how
God.
They do Freddy versus Jason? You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
they
yeah.
do Aliens versus Predator.
Yeah,
whoever
but those
wins,
are,
we lose.
Those are theoretical matchups, by the way. Just so you know.
But Lamborghini versus House of Gucci. First of all, House of Gucci, they probably can't fight, and they don't have the big cars to run you over.
No.
But it's a whole house.
It is a house, yeah.
You know, it's a whole clan.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be interested in it, because like how fashion overlaps the auto industry.
Yeah.
Know, super competitive. And they're both Italian.
That's true, yeah. Well, I mean, that may be why I thought of it, but
And by the way, it is pronounced Gucci.
Oh, is it Gucci? Yeah, I had no idea. Oh, they, you know, because I watched that House of Gucci movie, and I guess I missed it every single time they ever said Gucci.
Yeah, I mean,
I must have been. I was on my phone. I was like baking something in the kitchen.
Every time.
Yeah, every single time they said Gucci.
Well, the weird thing is, I think if I'm not mistaken, Gucci is only mentioned three times in the entire movie.
Really?
Yeah.
So once at the beginning, like, hi, my name's Gucci.
Yeah.
Halfway through.
Yep.
By the way, my name is still Gucci.
Yeah. And then there's like some like there's like a sheriff. You know that scene with the sheriff?
Oh, right.
Like,
oh,
I'm gonna get you, Gucci. You know, there's that. And that's
it. When they're all in a semi truck, right? And they're all like trying to cross state lines, and the sheriff's chasing them.
Yeah. And then they're like they go off road, but then it's like looks like they can't make this river, but then there's like a jump.
Hidden
in the
Hal
dirt.
Hal Needham did the stunts for that, from what I understand.
I believe so. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was so cool. It's a really cool movie. And I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
How many chapters in your book are devoted to Hal Needham and his stunts?
None.
Oh, none. Okay, interesting. None. Okay, so I haven't heard what any of these chapters are about. I've been like sort of guessing at this point.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah. I mean, there's like they're cleverly named chapters that I don't remember what the names of them are. But like, there's like, you know, like there's chapters about, doing Robitussin. You know, there's chapters about seeing UFOs or UAPs, but I had to keep it period correct. So UFOs.
Yeah. The time they were UFOs. Obviously, we all call them UAPs now.
Of course.
But back then, we were so fucking stupid. We were like, oh, they're flying objects.
Yeah, totally. This is like, I just think back at that. I'm like, God, how our lives would have been
how
so
naive
different.
We were.
Now,
of course, they're APs, which we all know what it stands for. We don't need to go into
God,
it at this
Associated
point. The unidentified
presses.
Stays the same.
Yep. Yeah, because that's important, because we can't say.
Because if we identify them, then we're like, oh, it's a plane. It's that plane that I saw.
Well, you take away the whole mystery of the entire reason for it all.
Exactly. Or it's Superman.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't think Superman's real. Sorry to blow your...
Wait, is Clark Kent real? He's always
Clark Kent
writing
is real.
About it.
No, Clark Kent is real. Clark Kent is just like, he's delusional.
Clinically insane.
He's like, look at all this stuff. Because you can go like if you go to where all the stuff happens that you see Superman doing,
sure.
There's no evidence.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that the Hoover Dam that he put back together?
It's back together because it never came apart.
I think part of the thing is he's always circling backwards around the world.
Well, he's trying to reverse time.
Yeah,
he's trying to reverse time. So maybe, I don't know. But even that I don't believe, because I think quantum physicists were like measuring like, you know, superpositions and all that stuff. You know, all the fancy
stuff.
Can
you imagine the scientists going to see that Superman movie and then watching him just turn the Earth backwards? which then reverses time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like, the, like, Stephen, okay, who's, oh, Stephen Neil deGrasse Hawking. Tyson, obviously.
Or Michio Kaku.
Oh, Michio. Can you imagine Nikolai Tesla?
Nikolai Tesla.
Watching Superman.
Yeah, he's like, that's all it takes to reverse time?
My electricity made this film projector work. So tell me about the book, Great Falls, Montana.
Yeah. Yep,
I hear it's an autobiography.
Yes.
I read that somewhere.
Yes, it is.
And it's an autobiography.
It's an iography.
Okay, it's an iography, and it's of you.
It is of me, and that's why it's called an iography.
Okay, yeah. I see. So it's all about you.
Yeah.
Could be a youography if someone else is referring to it.
Totally, exactly. But I try to keep it more me.
And from what I'm told by you, you grew up in Great Falls, Montana.
I did.
Which is why it is called that.
That's why I decided, yeah.
And it's about the growing up experience. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, growing up experience. Yeah, it's you know, I grew up in Montana. I'm a lot older than everybody here. Sorry, guys, but I grew up in the '60s in Montana. Freeline. So it was 1961, and I remember the Vietnam era had just begun. But I didn't think that I was going to go to work, so I went up to Canada to escape the whatever you call it. And I got some grenades, and I had a great time. And no, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Just joking.
Ning, 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 ning.
That's right, we're fire.
All aboard. We're going to Toontown.
No, I was just kidding. But fun to do sound effects.
It's so fun.
It is really fun. All it takes is just the 60s.
So many sound effects happened in the 60s.
Yeah.
Not all the classic ones.
The classic ones.
Like
yeah.
A door creaking open.
Oh, my.
A coyote. Yeah. So many. They're all from the 60s.
They're all from the 60s. Because that's Foley. I mean, that was the age of the Foley. The golden age of the Larry Golding age of the
but
Foley.
But then the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah,
so Dave Foley.
Less. Well, it was Dave Foley. Yeah, of course. You know,
yeah,
the wrong guy. The wrong guy.
News radio, the wrong guy. The wrong guy, of course.
No, I grew up in the 80s for reals, and it was fun and it was cool. And I just like I had such a crazy experience, and I thought, you know what? I better put it down because no one's gonna believe it. And well,
your
now,
experience was
we'll
turned into a previous book called Jurassic Park. Is that right? Which
I
then
mean,
was
yeah.
turned into a movie.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I mean, that was based off of like a trip that I went on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like didn't actually happen.
Right. Just an acid trip.
That was an acid trip.
And Michael Crichton got a hold of you and was like, hey, do you mind if I base a whole book? This seems like a good idea for
but he just finished Timeline. And then and he was like, I want something else. And then he was like, let me just randomly pick a city. And then he started asking around the city. And they're like, this kid, you know, had a crazy acid trip. The local sheriff. And so they talked to me about it.
After the sheriff was done chasing the house of Gucci, of course.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So you grew up in the 80s in Great Falls, Montana, and it's all about the crazy stuff that happened to you. And you're the type of guy that when you would talk about things that had happened to you in the past, I would sit there mouth agape. Just saying like, oh my gosh, Reggie, what an incredible story. You should write these down.
Mm. You did.
And then we signed contracts.
Yep.
And then you never delivered the book. And suddenly I read, there's a book coming out. What happened?
Well, I mean, quite frankly, I didn't think it was time. You know, I appreciated, you know, the enthusiasm from you at the time.
This was just a month ago.
Yeah, well, that's when the contracts ended. They expired.
Yes. I mean, we signed them a month ago and it was a 24-hour contract.
It was a 24-hour contract.
And I expected you to write the book in that because... It took you about 1 hour to tell me all the stories.
Yeah.
I was like, you can write them down in 23.
I know. I love that you just like way overestimated. And I was like, this is going to be so easy. But I mean, it worked out. It was great. I used AI. So, I mean, it's like,
this book, by the way, we should say that it's entirely written by AI.
Entirely.
What was the prompt you gave it?
I just said,
write a book.
Well, I was in the like cave people at the time. So I was just like, write book about life, Montana, me. Born and have good times there.
Right. And from what I understand, it's just a transcription of your Wikipedia page.
It's an expansion.
Oh, I see. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they used that as the basis. And then...
That was the basis. Yeah, it did that. It did a little bit of scraping of other people's accounts and things like
that. Yeah, their data, basically. So it's got a lot of, like, it doxes a whole bunch of people.
It does, but I do kind of blur it out and change some of the names. So I think everyone should be safe.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's mostly about just making a ton of money, you know, because, like, yes. Books are, like...
Oh, they're so popular.
So popular.
These days.
And so much money.
So many.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like my manager who you know, Clippy, mm-hmm. Clippy Glomstars.
Yeah.
She's she loves
Clippy. She get me Reggie on the horn.
Okay.
I'm always hanging.
Okay,
with her.
She doesn't need more encouragement. Okay. But she got me a deal for $3 million and I was like, that's cool. Yeah, let's do it.
Was it worth doing for that little though?
I mean, I didn't do it. The AI did it.
Right,
but,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, how much did you have to pay the AI?
Should I say it on air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Live?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Live. Yeah. Yeah. We're live right now.
Okay. Yeah. I paid it $23.
$23?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a steal.
I know.
Wow.
I know. So
was that yearly or was that a one-time fee?
It was one time. All in.
All in.
All in.
Oh my. This is incredible, yeah. Man.
I mean,
that's
there was
awesome.
A destination charge. It was 16 cents or something. Like
oh yeah. Luxury hotel charge as well.
Actually there's because the AI you have to trick it into going, I'll get you a hotel room. It'll be like, I know what that is, you know, and it doesn't. So
then it looks up what it is and it's like, oh mm-hmm. No, I want one of those.
Yeah, but it's too late because its contract expired.
Right. Yeah. Well, this book sounds dynamite, Reggie. It's out this week.
It's good. It's out this week, and I think you're gonna like it. There's QR codes in it that link
really?
To music, like my old band music. There's like music I composed for the book while you're reading it.
Do the QR codes, like, because I know you can make them really tiny. Did
yeah.
you choose to make them really big just to take up space?
I tried to take up as much. Well, I created a font type that's mm-hmm. very large and it meanders a lot, so that ends up taking about a third of most of the pages.
I see. Now I've talked to a lot of authors on this show and they all have the same experience, which is they get a deadline,
yeah,
and then the deadline is about a month away,
yeah.
and they go, I need more time,
mm-hmm.
and then they get a new deadline, which is about a year later,
yeah,
and they write the book in the 2 weeks before the deadline.
Yeah. No, I, you know what? I got it in on time.
You got it in on
yeah,
time?
Yeah, because they gave me a year and a half to write it.
Okay.
I input the prompt into the AI. I got it done in about a day, but I just kept like going like, oh, this is so tough. I might not make the deadline, you know, just to kind of increase the drama or whatever.
Right.
And then
publishers love drama.
They do. Otherwise, it's like drama equals value for them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it
yeah.
must be toiling. Like, we love putting the pressure on you. And so I just acted like, oh my God, you guys got to stop. Let me do my thing, you know, that kind of
and
thing.
And then the day it was due.
Yeah. I was like,
that's the Gmail send sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any reviews yet? Have you?
Yeah, I have some reviews. I have some Christophers came in. Like,
some yous?
I have some yous. I don't remember who it is, but someone said it was great. And then, does that help? And then Apple, it's on Apple's Best Books of October.
Best Books of October. Boy, that's a lot of qualifiers.
Oh, boy. Old Apple.
October, old Apple, best.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a lot. And, you know, sometimes that's all that people need.
Yeah. Well, this is so good. I wish I would have received an advanced copy, but...
That's okay. I always give
Clippy,
you an...
But Clippy, you know, just was like, hey, do you mind if I just, like, tell you everything that happens?
And yeah.
Like, Clippy, honey, I don't have time for this.
I think she needs the encouragement. So.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, Reggie Watts is here. Great Falls, Montana is the book. It's out this week. We're hoping you get on that coveted New York Times
the Comedy Bang Bang
list.
Slot?
Yes, exactly. Do you think you'll be exactly on the Comedy Bang Bang slot or you'll go up to 3 or down to 5? What do you think?
If I'm within 17, I'm fine.
Wonderful. You know, they only publish the top 10, but they tell you if you're in the 17.
I want to be in the top 30.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, Reggie, you can stick around, can't you? I mean,
yeah. I haven't gotten a reply back.
Okay, great. We have a couple of theme park enthusiasts coming up. We also have a couple of soccer moms. Packed show, Reggie. I was just going to talk to them, but then you decided to stick around. This is incredible.
I can't wait. That's really kind of honestly why I wanted to stick around.
To see these theme park enthusiasts and soccer moms?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's just like...
You've never talked to either of these
types. Well, it's a crazy combo. Because I have friends in both camps and I just never see them together.
I wonder if one of the theme park enthusiasts is with one of the soccer moms and vice versa.
I don't know. These are interesting times. So yeah. I wouldn't put it past them.
These are interesting times and we've been cursed to live in them.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we will have more Reggie Watts, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this.
Woo! Yeah.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Reggie Watts is here. The book is Great Falls, Montana. If I had to guess at page count on this book, since everything is in multiples of 16... I would say it's probably 32 pages. Is that around?
Yeah, it's the reverse of my favorite number.
All right, 23.
Yeah, good old
23. Yeah, just like the number 23. Right, right there. Incredible movie.
Yeah, right there. Right there on your desk. Right here on the desk, guys. Folks at home, take a look at this.
Were you psyched when the number 23, the movie, came out? Was it? That was Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it was James Carrey. I was very, I was excited, and then it ended up not being that great.
So. What? Yeah. Oh, your favorite number, and they name a whole movie after it?
I know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
All right. Well, we need to get to our next guest. They are theme park enthusiasts. This is exciting. Have you ever been to a theme park, Reggie?
I've once.
Really? Which one?
SeaWorld.
SeaWorld. Now, that's S-E-A or C-World?
Yeah, no, it's just like optometrists everywhere. No, SeaWorld. Yes, I went to S-E-A, S-E-A mm-hmm. World.
You see the orcas there? What do they have there?
I saw some orcas, some jellyfish, mm-hmm. and some seals.
You looked to me like you wanted confirmation that they were called jellyfish.
I did, because this goes way back to the TV show. When mm-hmm. that's the one thing I get confused about. It's like, are they real, or are they called jellyfish? Because it's weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's weird for a fish to be made out of jelly. Without the peanut butter? It's like, call them peanut butter and jellyfish.
Or call them like Smuckers.
You know? Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. Something. Anyway, it's crazy. But these two are theme park enthusiasts, and we'll find out maybe all theme parks, maybe a specific one. But please welcome to the show for the first time, Cody and Cody.
Oh, thank you so much.
Why are you laughing? Can I ask?
Oh, just happy to be here, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess because we didn't say anything funny. I just said your names, and then suddenly we heard you laughing.
Wherever you end up in life, it feels like you're scamming people, because how could it get so good?
It's called inner joy.
Yeah. I see. Wonderful. Who's Cody and who's Cody?
Yes.
Guilty.
All right.
We spell our names differently.
Oh,
but everything else is the same.
That's right. We don't differ on a lot of things. We certainly don't on opinions.
So everything about your names are the same other than the spelling.
Right. Yes.
Okay, good to know.
Pronunciation.
Sure.
The context.
Yes. Whom they refer to.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wait, one of you has a Y and one of you has
an I.
I yes. see. And the both C-O-D-I, C-O-D-Y.
Correct.
Okay, great. Yeah. That's good for July, who writes the descriptions.
Okay. Well, we still don't know which one of us has those,
it
but we know
matter.
They're different.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And are you, do you have a relationship with each other? You know each other.
Yes, we met on Mouse Mingle.
Yes, we did.
What is Mouse Mingle?
It's a dating site based on our Lord and Savior, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey?
Huh? Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
Yes. I'm sorry, did you say our... I didn't hear what you said before.
I just said Mickey Mouse.
You just said Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah.
Oh, no, that would be a bit of blasphemy, friend.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Copyright infringement, Cody, though. Let's be careful.
I'm so sorry. I'll say a rosary when I get home.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You guys are religious, I'm gathering? Is that...
Well, we're spiritual, but not religious.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in a big, like... bearded guy up in the sky just sitting on a big toilet
King
made
Triton?
Out of clouds.
He is good.
He's great.
Yeah. We are Disney enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. We don't really have time for any other parks unless they're Disney related, such as Disney World, Disney Sea, Tokyo, mm-hmm. or Animal Kingdom.
To go on that Star Wars cruise that they discontinued?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was
there.
Expensive.
We went on the maiden and final voyage.
Oh, right. The first and last.
Yes, it was cheaper to live on that cruise ship at certain points than for us to pay rent, you know, because we don't work in the industry. So
I see. So it's cheaper to go...
Don't try to pick it apart. Gotcha,
the cost of living is so low because everything's included in the cruise, especially if you get the tier A package where all the booze and everything is all included in the cruise.
Yes. Okay, and if you're mainly drinking.
Well, we don't drink, though.
Okay.
Then we purchase the booze package because we want to support.
And that includes mocktails.
Right.
Oh, okay. I always think mocktails is like, it's such a derogatory name. It's like, they're not mocking cocktails necessarily. You know what I mean?
I never thought of it.
They're making fun of cocktails like, aha, look at us.
Oh,
well,
that's
you're not as
nice.
Good.
No. That's not nice at all.
I thought they were making fun of the drinker, which in case feels about right.
So they're making fun of alcoholics? They're
well,
like, haha, look at those assholes over here. You can drink me instead.
All right, we're having fun, but let's not offend people. Let's be nice. Okay.
I apologize.
So, that's okay.
You guys like Disney, Disneyland, Epcot, etc.?
Oh, any of it. We've done it all. We've been to every single Disney theme park across the entire world.
Yes.
The world.
But the one we frequent the most, because we're both Southern California locals,
yes.
Shanghai. Is... No, obviously
Disneyland.
Wonderful.
You got there.
I have to say, with a wit like that, I feel like there's a place for you in a Disneyland atmosphere comedy show.
What are some of those shows? I've had friends who worked in those.
Yeah.
There's the ones in the Old West Town or whatever it's called, Pioneerville.
Hilarious.
Oh, Frontierland. Now, don't.
Where they like everyone wears frilly dresses and then they like shoot plates and stuff like that.
No, that's gone now. I think you're talking about either Laughingstock or Billy Hill and the Hillbillies, which was a Golden Horseshoe Review can show.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Big fan.
You can watch clips on YouTube.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. Well, dealer's choice.
So you guys, how many times do you go? A day, I guess.
We've gone every single day for the last 7 years.
Oh.
We're in second place to beat the record. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
There's another couple that's been going a bit longer than us.
That's about to beat the record?
Well, if we have it. Eventually we'll pass. We're not
giving
up.
You're in second place for the record.
Yes, we're not giving up.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have they been going?
I think they started around the same time because we used to double date with them when we first met on Mouse Mingle.
Right.
And have you gone every single day since then?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
So then...
Well, they got there a couple minutes before us the first day. Yes.
We've been trying to catch up to them, but it's been an uphill
battle. What if you
went
a minute or two early one day?
Well, the park opens. That's the thing. Yeah. We're going to have to book a room at the Grand Californian in order to get early entry. But that also is costly.
Yeah, rope drop is what it's called.
Right, right. Yeah. And why aren't you there right now? Did you already go today?
We actually hired doubles to go for us right now, which is a loophole. That's acceptable.
It is.
Oh, okay. Do they have to look like you?
Uh-huh. They do.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Like, how close are they?
I suppose in the dark. Cataracts and all.
The measurements are exactly the same.
But, you were pointing to your...
her breasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was important to them?
We call them mouse ears.
They're more like goofy ears.
It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. She has perky, perky mouse
troopers.
Ears. It's not true. It's not true.
So they don't really look like you other than in the bust.
Right, but that's my most identifiable feature.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, because you guys both kind of put the ass in enthusiast.
See, now that's a bit vulgar, but the wit is there. And
save
I think
it for Universal Studios.
I know.
For the Bill and Ted show. You ever see one of those?
Oh, sure.
What do you think of the Knott's Berry Farm show out there for Halloween Haunt? They're making fun of Disneyland. They're making fun of the fact that the dragon burned up in Fantasmic.
It won't do.
You can't punch up.
No.
You know, Disney doesn't talk about
that. I thought you were supposed
them.
To punch up.
Not now.
No.
Oh, so now you're supposed to punch down? See, this is the thing with like, I'm just going to say it, the left always telling us like who we can make fun of.
Yes.
It's like now we're supposed to be punching down at people.
I think the lesson is don't make fun of anybody. Let anybody do their thing because we get a lot of flack being adults with no children who are obsessed, enthusiastically interested in Disney.
Why don't you have children? It seems to me like it would be more fun to go with children because they would be more wide-eyed in wonder. And Reggie, don't you agree?
What?
Oh,
thought I'd get you involved here. I feel bad. I've been asking all the questions.
Yeah, no, I.
You ever been to Disneyland?
I just heard about the mouse ears, and I just like kind of went off.
Yeah, you went into a fugue state. It seemed
Yeah.
Right.
Centrifuge.
Yeah, centrifugal force.
Yeah, centrifugal force. Yeah, yeah. I did it. But yeah, no, I love everything.
You love everything. See? Okay, good to know.
There you go. Well, yeah. Children weigh you down, and they slow you down.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to get around the park. We have our specific loop that we do, and there's certain rides that the children can't go on. So Disney really isn't just for kids. That's a common misconception.
Right.
That's a good point. They can't go on the Indiana Jones ride unless they're about yay high. Is that right?
That's right.
So why don't you adopt someone who's that tall?
Who's also a child?
Sure.
Or someone as tall as a Kanye West.
Right.
Because
yay tall?
Yeah.
I got it. Someone who's as tall as Kanye West with the exact same viewpoint.
Real quick, what is rap?
Oh boy, we're gonna be here a while. Put on a pot of coffee.
Okay.
And the other issue with a child is that you have to pay once they're over two. You have to pay for the admission. Right. And see, we're not annual pass holders, mm-mm. which you might be shocked to hear that.
That's so weird. Why wouldn't you be? You
that's
go
what
every
the AP
day.
And UAP stands for, by the way.
Oh, annual unidentified pass. Annual pass holder.
Yes. Unidentified annual pass.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We won't accept any blackout dates.
Right.
They have blackout dates, and that's why. Couldn't you have you'd have the savings of the annual pass and then just pay on the blackout
but
dates?
But it's like the booze package. We want to support. We want to make sure Disney is financially solvent, and we want to give them everything we can. We like what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've been there every day for 7 years. Do you get bored? It's kind of like you've seen everything, right?
No.
Bored?
Bored how? It's the happiest place on earth.
Sure, but I mean, it's really only about, 3 square miles or something like that?
Well, don't forget about DCA.
Yeah.
What's DCA?
Disney's California Adventure.
Oh, whoa. Right. I mean, that's even worse, honestly.
Oh, come on, friend. Are you taking the pee?
He's taking
What's
the P
stand for?
Okay, Disney's California Adventure is a little bit more adult-oriented. Sure, they have cocktails a lot more, but there's a little something for everyone there.
It's a little skeevy, too. Anytime I go there, it's like, okay, you got all these carny rides. There's all this alcohol. And then, like, you look over the bush, and there's just, like, a street with people, like, drag racing up and down the street.
I think you're thinking of Universal Studios Tokyo Drift attraction.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Vulgar.
Yeah. Vulgar. Very
right.
vulgar.
That that theme park attraction where one of the extras pats another extra on the ass. Okay. And somehow it made it into the final cut.
Okay, if I'd known we were working blue, I probably would have stayed with my double, you know?
So it would have been the three of you, and you still would be here?
Yes. Yeah, I could represent.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't get bored for you. You've seen everything there is. Have you ever found like an unexplored corner or something where it's like, oh, wow, we've never seen this before?
There, we were going every day. And after 3 years, I thought I had seen everything. But then I was walking down Main Street and I saw there was this one bush. And I looked to Cody and I said, Cody, I've never seen this bush before.
I, of course, had.
Okay.
Well, one time we went and a person was having a cardiac arrest. That was something.
Oh yeah.
That's new, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have died at Disneyland. Right?
Oh, no, you cannot die at Disney.
Oh, I think I read a book about, there's like thousands of people have died on the rides.
And... No, this is a problem. And also part of what we're here to talk about too is we're on a bit of a goodwill campaign because there's a new podcast.
Officially?
Out. Yes, officially.
Is it a rival podcast?
Although hamsters, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Let's just say they tried to poach us today.
Oh,
okay. Well, they're shy a guest.
Well, it ain't gonna happen. We're loyalists, and there's this podcast.
So you're loyalists,
yes, to you and Disney, to whatever we commit
I appreciate
to.
That.
Yes, you bet. It's called Keys to the Kingdom, and it's exploring. It's an 8-episode limited series about theme park workers.
This sounds like a plug.
Well, no.
No.
I'm here to tell.
Because we plugs at the end.
No, this is done by Matt Gorley and Amanda Lund, and it's horrible.
Oh,
it's
you're here. You don't like this.
No, we're here to take it down.
Oh, okay.
Don't listen to it.
Tweet?
Huh?
Tweet?
Well, that reminds me, you know, our blog. We have a blog.
Oh, yes. Cody and Cody go to Disney.
Cody and Cody go to Disney.
No.
Cody and Cody go to Disney.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Cody and Cody go to Disney.
Right, but that's no space. Clever. Don't put the air in there.
We consulted a professional namer for that title.
Right.
We paid them $15,000.
Oh, that's too much. And are you guys independently wealthy? You're going to Disney every
we are
day.
In real trouble.
You're underwater.
Yeah, because I work as a... I'm training to be a handwriting expert.
Handwriting analysis expert?
Well, I'm training to be an expert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not an expert, honey, a calligrapher.
Well, I mean, you know, apples and oranges.
I see.
And,
yeah,
okay, and how long have you been training for this?
A couple years now.
Okay.
I don't have much time. A couple years before we started this.
Right, so
this
you
has
don't
yet
work.
To turn a profit.
What, the weblog?
No, the Disney thing. We go there by day and we blog by night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're trying to turn that into some sort of monetary. You're trying to monetize your weblog.
Right, like how you've monetized your little podcast.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I have ads, right?
Is it little?
Yeah, it's kind of little compared to hamsters.
Right. Oh, boy.
They have a huge budget and a lot of heart.
That's a lot of humility to admit that.
Yep, thank you.
Another reason we didn't go to hamsters is because it feels like a bit of a mouse knockoff. Know what I mean?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I guess so. Rodents in general.
It's Canadian, if that helps.
Well, forget it.
Okay. Wait, it's a Canadian podcast? You were going to Canada today?
Well, the remote.
Oh, let's be remote realistic. Canada?
Yeah,
what are we talking? Saskatoon?
Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Saskatoon Town.
Another Sass.
Saskatoon Town. Now, that's Canadian Disneyland.
That's right.
Oh, that would be so good if they had one up there.
Oh, they should do it. Be amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you work, ma'am, Cody?
I'm a crime scene photographer.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's great because it's all at night. So during the day, my schedule is 100% open.
Well, people die at night.
Most murders.
Yeah.
Most murders. I had no idea. I would have thought they would have been during the day.
Haven't you seen a horror flick?
Well, sure, but that's not real life. I would assume that everyone murders during the day because they're awake.
Oh, you start. The murders start to roll in around dusk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I see.
So normally I can make the fireworks and then I just zoom right on over to, you know.
So you're like Nightcrawler.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Although that must be a big budget for the flashes on the photographs. Oh, bless you,
good
Cody.
Pardon me.
I mentioned the word flashes and it made you sneeze. I'm sorry. Are you allergic to flash photography?
Oh, wow.
Not on the dark rides. Not on the dark rides.
Yeah, no flash photography on the dark rides.
You know what's crazy is like if someone isolated the audio of the first sneeze that she did mm-hmm. and then the second one that she just
it would
did,
be exactly
almost
the same.
Exact. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like sneezes are like fingerprints.
They really are. They really are.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing they do on hamsters, though. You know, they take the time to maybe go back and play the clips.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
So, I mean, that's a grisly job.
Oh, it's not so bad.
Really?
No.
You're talking about handwriting analysis?
No, I'm talking to your wife. Oh. I assume you're married.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Oh,
okay. Yeah, we had a Disney wedding. It was gorgeous.
But I have a condition with my eyes. They're not wall-eyed, but the world is to me. So I look normal. Right. But to me, looking out, it the world looks wall-eyed.
Right, and you can't wear any sort of corrective lenses for
it.
That? Oh, you won't do
it.
Oh,
you just won't do it.
I won't do it.
Why is that?
Because Mickey Mouse and Disneyland haven't put out eyewear line.
Oh. I truly believe there you could get some Disney themed glasses.
I think I know, friend. I mean, not prescription.
Oh, well, you could just buy the frames.
I don't know why you insist on needling me.
I'm not trying to, but I'm trying to talk to your wife about her job.
Sorry, honey.
The crime scene, like how much brain matter do you photograph per year?
Oh, 30% of what I do is surrounding brain matter. The rest is just split open things and
right. Puncture.
Yeah. Intestine.
Yeah.
So the head is like 30% of the time, and then the rest of the time is like.
I spend most of my time on the toes.
Really?
Because the toes tell the story of the corpse.
Huh. Right. In what way? The way they're pointing?
The way they're pointing, the personalities, the fear drains to the toes.
Right.
Oh, really? Fear.
Yeah.
The fear is in the feet. That's the first lesson when you go to crime school.
Oh, that's why they called them fear footers, the old school detectives.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So you get back to the lab, you develop your picture. I'm assuming you develop them yourself.
Yes, of course.
You're there in the dark room, and then you have a bunch of pictures of feet, and you're able to send that to the investigators, or do you solve the crimes as well?
Oh, no, I don't solve the crimes. I just go ahead and I scan them, and then I email them out. Or sometimes I'll put them in a Dropbox.
And I'm CC'd on that email for the feet photos.
Why?
Why not?
He insists, so we don't have any secrets. And in fact, we share an email account.
Yes.
Cody and Cody go to gmail.com.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you're CC'd on it. You're just...
You are that person.
Yes. You're the person sending it as well.
I carbon copy of Cody. Cody and Cody, CC.
A CCC, carbon copy of Cody.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So you're looking at a lot of feet all day. And this is okay with your bosses?
Oh, they love it. Oh, they love, they think it's important to be a complete person. And so they're really supportive of my Disney hobby.
Oh, that's nice.
They love it.
Do they let you come and go as you please, or?
Oh, yes. No, I'm completely
autonomous. Just get around to it when you can.
As long as I'm there and I got the camera and I get the pictures of the feet, then what I do in my free time is what I do. And this is why this is the perfect job for me.
If you were there without the camera, would that be a problem?
Oh no, to the crime scene?
Yeah.
No, because I actually used to be a cartoonist. Uh-huh. So I could sketch
them. Did you
them.
Have like a Sunday strip or anything like, or like a daily, anything in the daily?
Well, I did actually.
Oh,
yes.
Was it?
Yeah. Call Me Cody. And it was about.
Cody, like communist?
Call Me Cody. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, and it was mostly pro-communist sort of propaganda, but all sort of under the guise of this cute little peanut who would sort of roam around town.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so a communism analogy in the form of an anthropomorphic peanut.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh,
I don't think I ever saw
remember?
This.
Is the peanut in the shell? Is it? Does it have legs? It looked like the Planner's guy.
It was in the shell. Yeah.
Okay.
It had a little.
Miming. So you're to
you
like
know
your
what this
forehead.
Is? A little visor.
Oh, a visor. Oh,
yeah. Just a poker visor.
Yeah, a little visor.
A poker visor. Gotcha. Right.
Didn't she something?
Wow. But Planner's never hit you up about that at all.
No, the different types of peanuts. Mine was
communist.
Yours was communist.
Valencia.
Oh, okay.
Valencia.
Mr. Planners is obviously
he's as capitalist as they come.
Right,
that one.
But that's not to say that we're not complete capitalists, because we are.
Did you give up on the commie? How long did the strip run?
That ran for 15 years.
15 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It ran for 15.
I
years.
Never read
is that
it.
It went down with the wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that local or was that national?
No, it was national.
It was national.
Yeah, it was in the LA Times.
I saw something weird after Andy Capp. But...
Yeah. Wow. So did you give up on the communism when the wall came down? Or
I did. You know, it was actually after we started going to Disney and I met Cody.
Oh, you met Cody. Did you guys meet at Disneyland?
No, we met on Mouse Mingle.
Oh, but then our first date was at Disneyland.
Yes.
Wait, so you were on Mouse Mingle even though you hadn't been to Disneyland at that point?
Well, or? I knew the kind of man I wanted. I like to manifest.
Okay. So you knew you wanted someone who was
just a good, solid,
kind of weirdly into Disneyland.
Disney
okay.
guy. Not
okay,
weirdly.
We're having some fun. I get that.
So you meet on Mouse Mingle. You have your first date. It's your first time at Disneyland.
It was amazing. It was incredible because the guys I was dating in the past were all communists.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's really refreshing to meet someone who just had a sense of whimsy.
I showed up with blue jeans and Elvis records and won her over. And we've been together ever since.
Singing Billy Joel songs.
Okay. I don't know why you're needling me.
I'm not. I'm just.
I
apologize.
That's all right,
I mean for you to be comfortable here.
Okay. I just feel like
I'm just talking to your wife about where she met you.
Guest in your home.
So how long did you get married after your first date?
You proposed, was it maybe 8 months after? And then we consulted with a Disney wedding planner and we had our dream Disney wedding.
Yeah, tell us about the wedding. Like, who was the officiant?
Donald Duck. And actually, there was a big to do because we spent all of our budget on getting Donald to officiate. Yeah. We couldn't serve our guests any food.
Oh,
but there's food in the park, so they were nearby. You know?
Okay.
So it worked out.
Okay, yeah. And you got married in the park? Oh, in Disneyland?
Yeah, at the castle.
At 2 a.m. Because if you want to get married in front of the castle, you have to do it after hours.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I see.
Yes.
So it's either 2 a.m. Well, what are the hours? I think it's like midnight to 8 a.m.
Oh, it depends on the season, but typically the fireworks are around 8 after the sun sets, and then the park closes at 10, so you're doing it after 10.
And we did something a little different where I insisted that I get to show up in Cinderella's pumpkin carriage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And just to clarify, I'm sorry to interrupt, but is it pumpkin or is it pumpkin carriage? Because whenever I watch Cinderella.
It's pumpkin.
What is it?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Oh, pumpkin.
Cinderella's horse-drawn pumpkin carriage.
Oh, because like a king, like kind of.
Are you needling? I don't understand. Forgive me. Maybe I'm a little sensitive.
This guy off,
okay.
We take a lot of heat.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
No heat intended.
Just honest questions. You know,
freezing cold in this room.
You know everything about Disney. I call it Disneyland, by the way. But you know everything about Disneyland, and so I'm just coming as an outsider. So it might appear like I'm needling, but I honestly just don't know.
Well, I appreciate your candor, friend.
Well, I'd like to take you with us to Disneyland.
Oh.
You'd see the way that we do it.
What's the way that you do it?
Yeah, what
we
you
just have
describe
a
it.
There's systems in place.
Yes. Like what?
So we rope drop. All right, you got to rope drop because you're going to get more done in that first hour than you will all day waiting in those long lines.
Rope drop? What's that?
Rope drop means you get there when they literally drop a rope and you get to march on down Main Street.
Whoa.
It's the most magical time of the day. And then we race to space and then we dash to Splash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Have you ever dashed to space and vice versa?
Why would we do that?
Okay, he's at it again.
I really don't think that I am, Scott, but and those are not the most popular rides anymore. Well, Splash Mountain is shut down at this point.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Oh,
on that.
Boy.
Oh, no.
Oh,
is that a sore subject?
Forget it. Go for goodbye, communism. Hello, Splash Mountain.
So you've gone the other way. Now you're you're severely right wing. Is that what I'm sensing?
We want the redhead.
I don't know what that means.
Wow.
Let's just say I want them to add Johnny Depp to every ride.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And throw a Kevin Spacey in there.
Sure, why not?
Yes.
Pre or post heart attack that
your
he had
dealer's
at the
choice.
Film festival.
I don't say, at this point, I don't even know if you're needling me, but I'll take either way.
Okay.
Give me Boiler Room Spacey. Give me House of Cards Spacey. Hell, give me Contagion or Outbreak or whatever he was in. I don't watch
What
film.
About Seven Spacey?
Oh, though. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
what about K-Pax?
K-Pax, sure, pay it forward, Spacey.
Yeah, pay it forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting. You guys have a lifestyle, and it's interesting to learn about you. I less so once I heard about the Johnny Depp stuff, but and what do you think of Amber Heard?
Well, let's just say she could maybe play a Disney princess in the parades.
Oh, but already she's an Aquaman and she plays a redheaded mermaid and it's a poor substitute, you know?
The substitute?
Excuse me? Never mind.
Sorry.
For Ariel.
Brought a problem to your doorstep that needs to be dealt with?
Listen, if I go to Disneyland, if you take me to the Battlestar Galactica exhibit, I'll be more than happy.
Okay.
He's baiting you.
Okay.
Don't take it, honey.
There's no Battlestar Galactica. I can't help but notice you're signing the table, too, in your handwriting. Very interesting.
Well, I mean,
I thought you were only a calligrapher. You're not supposed to be studying.
I'm a handwriting, training to be a handwriting expert.
Meaning
it's holistic.
Yes. No, what? Okay.
So look at my handwriting. What do you think about this?
Uh-oh. Soft teeth, I bet.
You can tell that just from my handwriting?
Can't I tell it? It's practically oozing off the page.
I do.
How do you chew with those limp little kernels?
Honey.
A lot of aggression.
Sorry. I just, it's just tough when I'm not in the happiest place on earth by default and definition.
Oh, really?
I'm not the happiest man on earth.
We're about maybe 70 miles away from it at this point. So the further away you get, the more angry and morose you get.
Yes. It's like kryptonite.
So when you pass through onto the 5 freeway, you start feeling better. Oh, everything starts being good.
Keep talking my language,
Harbor
cowboy.
Boulevard.
Oh, hey, can I see those feet pics?
You're logged into your own email.
She won't let me.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, has there been some trouble in the past?
He doesn't have the passcode.
Yeah.
There was an issue in the past where he had been corresponding back on Mouse Mingle with...
Oh, with someone that... Did you think it was... Were you being catfished by one of the characters?
Yes.
Which character?
The cat, Figaro.
Cat and
the
Figaro fish, from
and
Pinocchio?
The fish, what's the fish?
The fish's name is...
Cleo.
Yes. From Pinocchio.
Yes. Yeah. Catfished.
And you thought the two of them were interested
thought
in pursuing a romantic relationship with you.
They absolutely were.
Well, because Figaro was purring a bit and one time rubbed up on you.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just in character, honey.
Well, so was I.
What does that mean?
Okay.
In character as a horny man?
Okay, Judge Ito. Let's just take a minute. My God.
Yeah, you and the dancing Itos. Back off.
Boy. Yeah, how do you know? I don't even know about that.
Well, I didn't mean to bring up the some troubles in your marriage, but it seems like everything's all right now.
We're living happily ever after.
There's no issue that can't be solved by a rope drop visit. First thing in the morning, counterclockwise through the park, coming out of the haunted mansion at dusk.
Oh, wonderful. And putting a passcode on the email so he doesn't have access
That's
to
right.
it.
All right.
When you leave the park, do you guys always do that? By your command. Do you do that?
Okay, that's...
Reggie, I that's the Universal Studios, the Cylon Warriors, the Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
And it's discontinued now.
Yeah, it's long since been discontinued.
How do you know?
Oh, because
Wait, have you been to Universal Studios?
You have to know your enemies. You have to keep your
Did you know this, Cody?
We've dealt with this in therapy. So yes, we've worked through it. I've chosen to forgive him and move on.
You've been taking unsanctioned trips to Universal Studios to what? Check out the Minions because they're so funny?
Oh, those guys will get up to some hijinks. I mean, look, the point is she goes off tonight. She runs off to her little flights of fancy and work. And I've left with nothing. I'm basically abandoned.
So you're going to Universal Studios? When she's out there slaving away, taking photographs of brain matter spattered on the ground?
I get back into bed and he reeks of butterbeer.
That's good stuff. Mm-mm. If you're doing it right.
No, okay, well, obviously we're just scratching the surface with your, I was going to say mental problems of marital problems.
Okay.
But they go hand in hand. I think you have mental problems
well,
as well.
Well, normally I think you're needling me, but yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you guys are, you have troubles
mm-hmm.
in the head department.
Yeah, that's why I said my best is the yes. best part about me.
Because your brain doesn't work. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the
you should see my
car.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, look, we don't have time for that.
Okay.
Please don't take it out.
Oh, too late. It's been out the whole time.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, we need to take a break. Can you guys stick around? We have a couple of soccer moms coming on. Is that.
We love it.
Yeah. They don't play soccer in the park, right?
In Disneyland Park?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's not allowed, right?
No.
Could you bring a soccer ball and just.
Oh, no,
like...
it's too European.
Okay. Yeah. I had no idea.
What about Euro Disney?
Yeah. Could you take it to France?
Yes.
That's
absolutely.
Euro Disney's
they
all
love
soccer.
Just soccer balls everywhere.
Yeah, football.
Oh, that's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Comments. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from Cody and Cody. Reggie Watts, you're still sticking around, my man.
Haven't gotten a hamster back.
That's right. And when we come back, we'll have a couple of soccer moms. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Woo! You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time,
Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Reggie Watts here. The book is Great Falls, Montana. And you're on your phone or anything from the hamsters?
I wasn't on my phone. I was holding it.
Oh, right. And you were tapping it.
Yeah.
Right. That's different. It's not like you're being Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and suddenly you're like standing on top of a giant phone or anything.
No. I was just practicing.
Oh, practicing what?
Just holding it and tapping it.
Yeah. That's the hardest part of buying a phone, isn't it?
You just don't get used to it.
Yeah. You never do.
You know, and because I'm a T9 guy.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so I'm used to real buttons and switches. Like I'm really old school.
And these things are not meant to hold things as wide as phones.
No, or as flat.
Yeah, we're meant to hold like licorice.
Yep.
And sticks.
Yep.
Churros.
Churros. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Cookie dough.
Yeah, cookie dough. Well, perfect example. You know? We also have Cody and Cody, two Disneyland enthusiasts here. And what were you doing during the break? It seems like there was a lot of commotion going on. Something going on at Disneyland or is there a crime scene that you need to get to?
Oh, no. I was just looking at the live crowd tracker and I can't believe it. Pirates of the Caribbean, only 15 minutes. Let's go.
What?
It's going to take you an hour and a half at this time. I mean, it's rush hour right now to get down there.
What would you rather be doing?
I mean, honestly, spending time with my family, my child, you know, the things that make life meaningful.
Yeah. Huh. Mm. Okay.
It's interesting.
Yeah, weird.
And jokes. Reggie, hanging out with Reggie.
Well, you guys That's could cool. come along.
I guess so. Reggie, you want to go to Disneyland after this? I mean, you're sure maybe. There's no crimes happening that you need to take photographs
My
of?
Phone hasn't dinged.
And that's all it. And no crime during the day.
There's only crime happening right now is the lack of fun in this place, you know?
And the lack of a line at Pirates, I guess.
Oh, yes.
15 minutes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Pretty good.
For this time of day, that's crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah. I'm just going to agree.
All right. Well, let's get to our next guest. Speaking of incredible, they are soccer moms. It's their first time on the show. Please welcome, for the first time, Janet and Leanne.
All right.
So glad to be here.
Hi, guys.
Just a chance to be away from the
kids. We just wanted a break. Ooh. I got to be honest with you. You two have it down pat.
Oh, see? Yep.
Oh, those things rip you up and... It's not worth it. So we just wanted to take a break from the game. Come over here, get a...
What are you talking? You're talking about kids? They rip you up? What do you mean?
No, yeah.
Shred you down below.
Yeah.
Oh.
And in your heart.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, I see. But mainly in the vagina area?
Definitely
in the vagina. And the asshole. I mean, it usually goes from tit to taint.
How's it... How I was not allowed in the delivery room.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, that's a blessing.
So I did not see the havoc it wreaked upon the asshole. But what happens in the delivery room down there?
Your asshole tends to prolapse because you're pressing so hard to get this thing out. And so my asshole prolapsed because my baby was breech and then... Flipped, and then was breech again on the way out.
Oh, wow,
it
that's
did a
like
double flip flop in the canal.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
And then she has
540 degrees.
Yeah, oh I God. Mean it was like a VR thing. If you had watched it would have been really interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, like the sphere, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, I went there.
Already?
Yeah.
You just opened.
I know.
You saw that?
I did.
You saw you too?
I did. Yeah, I was there opening night.
And.
Well, you can hear all about it on my sister podcast.
Hamsters?
You talking hamsters. You two to me. No, hamsters does not cover it, hopefully.
Oh, right. The hamsters were there. They
I
were
saw
there.
Some hamsters there.
No, they were there. They were there. During,
but speaking
lemon.
Of rival podcasts, I was thinking of starting in a rival podcast. That's a great
that was
movie.
A good movie.
Whoa. It's a good movie.
We saw that movie once at a sleepover. We made the kids watch it. And it was all right. But we loved it.
I love that movie. A lot Janet of people think it's about it. Aliens. I thought it was about words.
It was.
I like words.
It was about language and how language is different. different and things like that.
I saw it a long time ago. Basically, what happens is aliens come down and then...
Well, first of all, spoiler.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very generic spoiler, okay. though. I think if you see any kind of media related to it, the poster, the trailer, you'll know that aliens are in the film. But they come down and then Amy Adams is like, hey, how do we communicate with these guys? And then she figures it out. And then they're like, hey, we just wanted to say what's up. Is that...
Well, then she's in the future.
She's in the future?
Yeah.
She gets sent to the future in that movie?
Well, she was in the future.
Yeah.
She was in the future.
We're going to have to ask Neil deGrasse how that happened.
You know, I would rather not. I think he is a spoil sport.
Is that right?
He takes everything we like and says how it couldn't happen.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse, gas, or ass is what I say. No one rides for free other than Neil deGrasse because he's in that rhyme.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But no, you all have it right.
Yeah. Cody and Cody, these are soccer moms. You know what soccer is?
You gave birth to soccer balls?
Oh, that would have been easier.
Felt like it. I mean, I had to get the daddy stitch afterwards on all four of my deliveries.
Yeah.
What's the daddy stitch?
It's a daddy stitch.
That makes sense.
Well, you know,
it's for the daddies.
Yeah. It's, I had four and I had a 9-pounder come out and
9 pounds.
Yeah. That did almost rip me.
Full honey baked ham. Yeah. It out.
And so you know, the doctor's he's thinking about, you know, the male experience the next time the guy's gonna be down there, and he's like, hey, you want me to, you know, put in some extra stitches?
Oh, that.
Another hole.
No, I don't think he makes a new one.
No, he makes it tighter. I don't know. Maybe you would like it bigger. Some people do.
Yeah, that's true.
A little hidden Nikki. Yeah.
maybe Reggie agree with me if this happens. Women complain because your penis is so big and they need a bigger one. Right?
Yeah, it's a big problem. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Okay,
I hope
good.
The book addresses
that. You did that really
that.
Well, Reggie. You did that really well.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks
so instead of a daddy stitch, we need a Reggie snip.
I'm listening.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But we were just, you know, the park is right over there and we just wanted to.
Disneyland or?
No, the soccer. What?
Oh, the soccer. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you guys both these couples hang out a lot in parks.
Yeah, but you say it like that. It sounds a little dicey.
Well, we stay in our minivan.
Wait till you get used to this fella.
The needle. Moving the needle over there.
Yeah. Why don't you go daddy stitch with that needle? See, I can do your comedy.
I'd like him to needle my face. Micro needling, it stimulates the collagen. You can needle my face anytime you want.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I'll pass on that.
Well, needle me this.
Yeah.
Do you think that getting that stitch is worth it?
The daddy stitch?
Yeah.
I didn't get it. We didn't have insurance.
Oh, you didn't have it. Okay.
Gotcha. Oh, insurance covers it? Really?
Yeah. Insurance covers that, Viagra. And that's about it.
Those are the two things that men are in charge of.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
boy.
No, we didn't have insurance. So Don doesn't care.
So you guys, Janet and Leanne, you guys are friends. And
the best
you,
of friends.
Since high school.
Best friends.
Since
and high school. Your children are the same age, I take
yes,
it.
Yes, we planned it.
Yeah. I just have the one.
Oh, okay.
I had to do a brutal round after round of IVF.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow. No, it was fun.
And were you holding off to get pregnant until the IVF was finally
took? I'd already had
three.
I was way ahead. I was miserable. But once I thought they were about to get out of my hair, then Leanne ends up pregnant. And so I had to.
You just had one more.
I just had one more so that we could be on the same path. And now we are. We got some like queso dip that we keep in a car charger. We have a small crock pot that plugs right into the cigarette lighter of our minivan.
Hot cheese in the Odyssey.
At every soccer game. We got
cheese
good
in the
snacks.
Odyssey.
We got healthy things to put in the
I wouldn't
cheese.
Want to be driving with hot cheese right next to my
we
lap.
Have had accidents.
We have it's
we've had
you
to
don't
want to
see my thighs
twice.
For a few reasons. I keloid scar, so that's kind of it's rough.
Okay.
It's
rough
down
there.
I'm
so sorry about that.
But we were just so happy to see that we could have a little break from soccer. I agree with you about the soccer thing.
They're not high scoring games.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I said anything about it, but what do you want to say?
No, didn't the Disney folks?
Oh, I just want to say I haven't understood a single word that's come out of your mouth.
Really?
Yes, not a one.
Oh, because it's parenting stuff.
It's
sure.
Parent
You're
stuff.
Lucky.
I mean, that's what it is. And so we try to stick around each other so we can talk about things other than our kids, right? We should just be soccer people, not just soccer moms.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Why put gender into the fact that you...
Well, I'll tell you why.
Honey. See, I think you're
Cody, you want to say something?
What? Cody.
Yeah, nothing. Cody, I feel
you're
like
a bit of a
needler,
no.
Needle thyself.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I defer. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go on your level.
Here, honey, do you want me to set up Moana on the phone so you can take a look?
Oh, God, I've seen that goddamn down. Movie so many goddamn times.
When Teka goes to Tefiti. Anyway.
So they're playing soccer right now, and you decided to come
guess
on this podcast?
Guess what the score is.
0-0 Always. Nil, nil.
You nailed it.
Always. Oh, except sometimes they score on their own goal. That's that's usually the only time
anybody scores. It's boring, right? Why does anyone like it?
I know.
It's a nightmare.
I know. That's why we also have, we bring, you usually bring a case of beer to every game too.
Yeah, but I'm on antibiotics.
Oh, so you can't drink the beer or?
You're not supposed to. They make them less effective.
But you do.
I don't drink as much.
You can drink about half as much. Take twice as many pills. It evens it out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was just, it's just nice to get a break and talk to some adults.
Yeah, well, it's great to talk to you guys. It seems like you don't like soccer. You don't like being a parent.
Wow, you're very perceptive.
So,
we don't not like being parents. It's just when you're a parent, it becomes apparent that that's all you are.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah. It's all consuming, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. But I feel like female friendships kind of keep each other alive. You know, we can, I'm better with my husband because, you know, I've already talked that day to my best friend. Talk about, you know.
My husband is not my best friend. Your husband should not be your best friend.
No, people say like, oh, I married my best friend. I'm like, my best friend's name is Steve.
Thank you so much.
I go down there and we watch sports and we play Hot Wheels.
Okay. And that's your best friend.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to have, you don't want to be amorous or romantic.
No,
or
I'm not. No, nothing going on with me and Steve.
No, exactly. There was.
No, but you know, your husband, your spouse, your partner, your person, you know, you don't want that to be your best friend.
No, you want to fuck them. And
that's right.
And that's,
and
about
that's
it.
Another reason why it's good not to be in the delivery room, because they say that when the male species sees his seed come into the world, he's ready to move on. He's got to plant his seed in another ground.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. So you don't let him see it.
Yeah, Don was working when I had my kid.
Yeah, he couldn't get there. He tried,
he
didn't
he?
What does Don do for a living?
He's a demo guy.
He makes band demos or
no?
He like shows things off.
Well, no. All these are all right.
He has made good mixtapes.
The homonym play was fun.
He does make good mixtapes.
He does make a good mixtape, but no, he knocks stuff down.
I don't know that they're homonyms as much as they're different definitions of the same word.
Homophones.
Homophones are where they're spelled differently.
Homophones. Homophones.
I don't know. How about you?
I hope that's in the book.
Homophones are like weekend and weekend.
How do you feel about being
like the weekend?
No, not like the singer.
Like the singer?
Like a weekend by a debilitating illness and also,
but also
a Saturday
weekend.
And Sunday.
Yeah, that's a homophone?
Those are homophones.
Okay.
Hey, how about this? I thought of a joke based off of your conversation earlier. Nil DeGrasse not enticing.
See?
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
I love that.
Wow.
Now that's a good Halloween costume.
That should also be the team name, maybe.
No, they're the Burgers.
The Burgers. Oh, wait, is a burger joint sponsoring
them?
Yes,
they're the Burgers. Mm-hmm. We had to do it.
And today they're playing Smash Burger,
which is weird. So it's the Smash Burgers.
Burgers
and the
versus
Burgers.
Burgers.
I mean, they're all sponsored by Burgers because you can't be sponsored by taverns anymore.
And hot dogs are for baseball.
Oh, hot dogs are pure baseball.
Yep.
Yeah, no. No, but yeah, it's just, again, it's nice to not talk about my kids.
Yeah, are they going to, well, I mean, I feel like we've been talking about your kids a lot, because I was told to introduce you as soccer moms.
Yeah, so. Well, that's on us. That's our
Do you want to talk about your hobbies, or what do you want to talk about?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
What are your hobbies?
I hide my Discover card and all those purchases. I mean, that's a full-on hobby.
She's
at
got
this
a
point.
Secret Discover card.
I have a secret
card.
Discover card. I think it's a secret to a happy marriage.
I agree.
You know, because if I'm going to buy him a gift, I have to be able to do it without him noticing, and any other things that I want him to not know that I'm paying for.
Like no one thinks
Botox,
you have a
stuff like
card.
That.
Right.
I don't want him to
your
think.
Your husband would not like the fact that you're paying for Botox because of the money or because he wants your face to naturally be this way?
The money. I think he likes it.
He likes how you look.
Well, Leanne says that people can tell I've had Botox because my forehead looks like it's covered in saran wrap or
I think
something.
You look like the glaze on ham.
Thank you.
You've gone a little heavy with it, I have to say. They used a heavy thumb on the scale.
My eyebrows are going straight up right now. It just sometimes, which is better than if they droop. Sometimes if you get a Botox infraction, you end up, you know, kind of with a droopy.
No,
droopy
eyebrows are usually horizontal. Yours are vertical.
Just realizing like that's it. Your face.
Oh, what did you think you were looking at?
I didn't know, to be honest.
And by the way, you don't have goofy tits. If you want to see goofy tits, I got Pluto tits.
No, I can listen. I'll whip them right out and throw them on the table right now.
Look, he already has his penis out. I would prefer you guys just keep every part of your body inside your clothes.
Okay. I understand the Donald Duck costume, but like you should wear pants.
Me personally?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's just it. Winnie the Pooh, Donald, you know, they don't have to.
Elmer Fudd.
Exactly. Well, now
Elmer
that's
Fudd
okay.
Didn't wear pants.
He doesn't
All right,
have any
We're going
pants
over
on.
To Warner Brothers here.
Oh,
so
sorry about that.
Oh, my
sorry
apologies.
Let's be careful.
My apologies.
Let's just take a moment and be careful.
Okay.
That's all I ask.
Sorry. We'll try to keep it. How's Moana going, by the way?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. She, is the rock singing You're Welcome yet?
Oh, no.
She just got Beyond the Reef.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wonderful. So, what hobbies do you have? I don't know which one you are. Leanne?
Yeah. We'll answer to either of them.
That's true. Yeah. Either Janet or Leanne.
Yeah, I don't care.
What are your hobbies?
I got real into my SodaStream.
Oh, that was a good one. You have a good one. You got a top of the line.
Is that a hobby? As much as you just bought something.
Well, that could be a hobby, shopping.
Sure.
At Hobby Lobby.
I mean, we don't go there anymore.
Yeah, we don't go there anymore. But I haven't been able to cut out Chick-fil-A. I haven't told you that, but I have driven through
Chick-fil-A still.
We're not supposed to.
But only on Sundays. Because of their stance on dogs.
That's right. That's right.
Did you say dogs?
Yeah, they because of Chick-fil-A's stance on dogs.
Yeah. What's their stance on dogs?
I can't be gay.
Yeah.
Dogs can't be gay these days?
No gay dogs.
Mm-mm. But we're supposed to be punting down?
Thank you. Oh, punting. I wish my kid played football.
I do. I have a female humper in my house. I've got corgis and I got Frenchies. And one of my Frenchies is a real humper.
Yeah,
and she
is.
Humps me. And they say it's not about sex. It's about status. Dominance.
It's about power. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they say that about everything, don't they? They say like, this is about control. Everything's about power and control. Yeah. And sometimes I think sex is about sex.
Sometimes. Yeah, it's about like making your genitals feel tingly and good and stuff.
Yeah.
But just the genitals.
Just them, yeah. Just you don't want it to spread anywhere else.
No, I would hope not.
I feel like I have very genital sex. I don't have all body sex. It's just the genitals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has
and
time?
I'm fine with that.
Who has
like
time?
When I have sex, I leave thinking my penis felt good during that.
That's good. That's what you're supposed
that's
to do.
That's what I mostly, honestly, often find myself thinking during sex. I think, well, this is nice. This is nice. I didn't really want to be here, get here, do this. But once I am, I'm like, this is fun. I should do this more.
Having sex is like going to the gym. The hardest part is just getting there. And then once you're there, you're like,
go home happy.
Right. And you're like, I should do this more. And then it'll be months.
And then 6 months later, you realize it's your anniversary and suddenly it's time.
So are you both married then? Or?
Yeah, we're both
very
married.
Much so.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. I guess congrats to you.
Thanks.
What was the theme of your wedding?
Yeah, where'd you have it?
Oh, well.
Which land?
I'd say the theme was shotgun and we had it at the courthouse.
Oh, frontier land.
Yeah. Oh, well, pretty much.
I wish.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, my mom is a pioneer woman. She processes all information on the same emotional frequency. You know, everything that comes out of her mouth, she'll be like, oh, did you hear about Don Peacock in his regular card game Friday? His brain slid down the back of his neck. He might not make
maybe
it.
Maybe you took a photo.
And then in her next sentence, she's like, hey, I was thinking of sliding some Entenmann's into the oven. Doesn't that sound good? Hot coffee cake?
Yeah.
I guess, the connective tissue is the sliding aspect of it, the brains, into the oven.
That's right.
Why are you so nice to them?
Because they're not pains in my fucking ass.
Oh,
Cody.
Boy, here we go.
And they haven't whipped their dicks out because they don't have any.
Okay, Thank you. That's not their fault.
Well, I don't see it as a negative.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are proud to be soccer moms.
Proud to be soccer moms.
Well, now it's moms.
How many hours a day do you spend kind of toting the kids around to these various soccer games?
Oh, 12
to 16 at least.
16.
A day.
For sure. Because they go, they're traveling on different teams and things like that. You can't, when you have a kid now, they can't just be on one soccer team.
Yeah.
Because they'll be ostracized at school.
They need to be on multiple soccer teams.
Yes. It's like Pokemons. And so they have to be on all. So they're on like Burbank, Glendale, Pasadena, Pueblo.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, there are various towns in anywhere you go.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. But so they're on multiple teams. So we're carting them everywhere. But we split it. I mean, we carpool.
And we're on the phone with each other most of the time. Or... Yeah.
It seems like you go there together a lot.
Yeah.
Because you're making all this food together and drinking beer together.
Yeah.
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 You know, Pueblo was my word of the day today. I do
You're
a word, of the,
word
day.
Of the day.
I do word of the
what
day.
What does it mean?
It's like a stucco building.
And when you do a word of the day, what do you mean? You create these? send them out to people?
I just get them. I get them in an email. It's my word of the day. I open it up and I say, ooh, umwelt. Ooh, I got to figure out how to use umwelt in a sentence.
Oh, go ahead. You know? Yeah. This is your opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Look at that umwelt.
So you know the word.
There is a bear penis in our umwelt right now.
Okay, there we go, yeah.
It's an environment, but more specifically an environment that is limited to the extent of your perception. So, your umwelt is what you can perceive, but,
That'd be very difficult for you, Cody, because of your your vision
your
problems.
And what is it? You have reverse walleye?
Wow. Right.
Yes. That's so
eyewall?
Uh-huh, eyewall.
So you have eyewall?
Eyewall.
That's interesting.
A severe eye wall.
Wow. Oh. And you never wanted to correct it.
Well, I can't.
What? I don't understand.
I thought you said you don't want to.
With the glasses, you could have lenses?
Look, I don't know why we have to go through this a second time.
We're trying to help you.
Oh, Arya, sure seems like the third degree.
You know, it seems like he would rather we just be empathetic to his problems and listen rather than trying to solve them for him.
Now I don't know what to do with
Cody,
that
Cody, I can tell you this. We're very sympathetic. Leanne one time got bit by a tick and had a French accent for a solid year. That happens with Lyme disease.
Lyme disease.
Wow, you would have fit right in New Orleans Square there.
I stopped shaving my armpits and became a coward.
You can't really do that because there's a strict grooming code at Disneyland at all times.
Oh, is that right?
It's like the Yankees.
They've changed it recently, and boy, just say you wouldn't fly there, friend.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Wait, they changed it and made it worse?
Wow.
Well, yeah, you can have it.
I thought you could have tattoos now and stuff.
Yeah, you can, and I saw a gal with purple hair the other day.
Oh, that's fun.
I almost threw up.
And it wasn't Ursula the Sea Witch. Excuse me, Ursula.
I was going to say, that was a really an egregious error there.
Who am I, Stanley Tucci?
Or the House of Gucci? you guys hang out a lot.
Yeah.
12 to 16 hours a day toting these kids around.
Soccer takes a long time.
Yeah.
The games are long.
Yeah. How long are soccer games? Because baseball games are like 3.5 hours.
Oh, they feel like three and a half hours.
Yeah, I would say soccer, 4 hours?
For sure.
Yeah, isn't it a timed event? Because I think baseball, the problem with baseball is they have to put a pitch clock on it now to make it faster because it's just like, hey, whenever these things are done, we're done.
Well, time, so now kids they don't want to put time on things that kids do.
Oh, this makes
sense.
Because it's just like an oppression to make people feel late.
And it's a reminder of mortality and they don't need that then. So there's no time. It's just when the kids decide that they're done.
Oh, okay. So whenever the last kid just goes
it's Montessori soccer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of conscious parenting over there. Yeah. We have a lot of gals telling us about conscious parenting, but Leanne and I do honest parenting.
Yes.
What is conscious parenting and what is what you do?
I would call conscious parenting really coddling, right?
Yes.
It's when the kid says, I'm the worst one on the team. You say, no, you're not. And, you know, I tell my kid, well, then what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ah, exactly. I see.
Quit. You got to be bad at something before you can be good at it. And you can quit.
Yeah,
nobody's making you be here. Believe me, I don't want to be here. Although now we have the queso dip. Yeah.
If your kids stop playing soccer, would you have any reason to hang out with each other?
Absolutely.
We would anyway, but then we're also going to be at the, you know, gymnastics and we're going to be at the recital.
They're going to do together.
Gymnastics moms.
We could be gymnastics moms.
But I'm saying,
although then they don't get their periods, but that's nice. That might be nice.
That is true.
You don't have to have the talk.
Exactly.
You don't have to schedule that talk in.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, the one of the talks.
One of the talks.
What talk?
There's a few talks.
What talk?
About menstruation.
Who?
Oh, don't. Oh, really?
You perked up when she said men, and then it seemed like when she said straight.
I thought she was going to say men's rights.
Oh,
it
I see.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
I guess, Janet and Leanne, I'm just saying that if your kids, you know, if they became sullen teenagers who just wanted to hang out in their room all day and weren't social, then, like, maybe you guys wouldn't have a relationship anymore.
Oh, no. Then we could start doing edibles.
Yeah.
We could really have
together.
You guys don't do edibles already?
Well, I make sure it doesn't kick in until I'm home or at least halfway home.
Smart.
On the timing. Drive that I'm good at.
I do Delta 8.
I do Delta 9.
Wow. Yeah. And you're just fine.
And I'm just fine. Delta 9 and feeling fine.
I love it.
Are you on them right now? Is that...
Well, I don't think... Would you say it's kicked in?
I don't think it's kicked in.
I don't think it's kicked in.
Okay, will you tell us when they kick
in? Yeah, we time it out.
You'll know. Okay. If we'd known there'd been drug use here, we wouldn't have come.
Well, it's not really drugs.
What are you talking about?
Well, do you take anything for your arteries or your...
Are you on a statin?
Or your colon?
Crisco.
Or anything?
I'd have a little.
I'm sorry, you take Crisco?
A little teaspoon of Crisco.
So there you go.
So that's a medicine.
It keeps things moving.
Yeah, castor oil.
You mean for
when I was a kid, I was so terrified of being made to drink castor oil because it was in like every piece of media, every book, every comic strip.
Little Rascals.
Yes. Yeah, yes. And then I don't think I've ever drank it once.
Or alum.
Did Tommy Cody ever drink castor oil?
Oh, no. I
castor oil.
They couldn't.
When you put
Reggie,
it like that.
You got to write another book.
Come on. Okay, I'm going to start.
I'm serious.
Just put castor oil. AI.
Generate. Oh, sorry. I'll go. I'll do this.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Scott, you did. You are bringing up something interesting. You know, kids do.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, kids do keep you
together sometimes, I guess, right, with your friends.
It doesn't seem like you have a lot of common interests.
Yes, we do.
Like what?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times I'm wearing a bathing suit when you run out of laundry.
Yeah, your bathing suit is Spanx.
Most of our wardrobes from Walgreens. You can get a pack of leggings in sets of three.
$8.99.
Yes.
Get a BOGO. Most of what I wear I either got for free or is from Walgreens.
I'd say BOGOs is a big thing we have in common. We love a BOGO.
We like
what's
a coupon.
A BOGO?
Buy one, get one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so anything, you just...
Sales,
right.
Well, anything's a BOGO if you steal one.
That's true, too.
That's true.
And are you guys kleptomaniacs?
I wouldn't say maniac.
No, but sometimes I like to do it just for fun. You know, put a few greeting cards in the top part of the cart, you know, where your purse is, and then you push it out. You've paid for everything else. See, that's the thing. When you get a BOGO and one is just because you swiped it, is that they don't think you're going to steal when you're buying one.
Yeah,
right.
And also, when you look like us, these middle-aged moms... You can kind of do anything.
Invisibility.
Because
is nice.
No one notices you.
That's right.
Right. And even your husbands.
That's
right. I would
imagine. That's right. Which means we get to be together more.
More.
You know?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really kind of sad and dispiriting when you think about your existence. It's all predicated on what your kids do and shopping. You know, it's like, and you seem invisible to everyone around you.
Well, everyone always dreams of flying or invisibility. Yeah. All you have to do is be female and live till 40
long enough.
And then you get to have one of them. You know what I mean?
The invisibility.
So we have superpowers. We have the superpower of invisibility. I mean, we could be drug mules.
Oh, yeah.
We could be TSA.
No, that's the Fantastic Four. You have the invisible woman. I think she should just be called the woman.
That's the 45-year-old woman.
That's right.
Yeah. And then otherwise it's redundant.
Yeah.
And then she's going to deal with the thing.
That's right.
Yeah, boy. Well, very, very sad stuff.
And think about what kind of drugs we could be drug mules with what's happened down below.
Oh, yeah, I think I missed the whole drug mule situation. You guys want to be drug mules?
Well, we're saying
no
one would suspect us.
Right.
No one would suspect us. And once you become a mom, you got some extra space down there to fill up with drugs.
You can pack some kilos in there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially fresh moms, right? Because, you know, it's still like resizing and things like that.
Yeah. I guess that's an argument against the daddy stitch.
Fresh moms?
Fresh moms, yeah.
Yeah. Is that your kink, by the way? Fresh moms?
You like a fresh mom?
Yeah, yeah. But they have to be like, yeah. You know, like... You
like
know,
barely like, mother.
Like, but also like... fresh. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're fresh?
Yeah.
Their sense
and
of style.
So that's a homophobe.
Both.
Is that not what a milk is?
That's a homophobe.
That's a homophobe?
Yeah, that's a homophobe.
Fresh
but
and
like,
fresh?
Yeah, fresh and fresh is a homophobe.
I think it's just two different definitions.
Is a MILF a mom I'd label fresh?
Yes.
Exactly.
It is. Uh-huh.
Thank you for getting
Where
that.
Did you see that term? In the email
account? All right.
Was that on Mini? What is it called? Mini?
Mouse Mingle.
I love that. I love that you found a dating site.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Like that is cool.
You guys should get on.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I have a question.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are best friends and we're married, but maybe, Cody, you'd like to be friends with these gals.
I won't be jealous. Oh, I don't do well with. Oh, female friendships
will keep you going.
Jane Fonda.
You don't have to get a kid. Adopt a pug.
Come on.
Look at Lily Tomlin.
Look at Lily and Jane. Jane's been married several times, and she's now like, you know what? It's my female friends for me. And I saw her at the LAFC game, and she was kissing women.
Yeah.
Well, it was awesome.
Kate Pearson from the B-52s, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all change.
Another great topical reference.
Yeah.
Well, what would we do? I mean, I don't want it to cut into our Disney
time. Well, there's about 3 hours left in the soccer game.
Yeah, we sit and we chat.
I think what happens is while the soccer game is happening, you guys are at Disney.
Yes.
Then you do your crime scene.
Oh, well, she'll have to quit her work.
Oh, yeah, maybe you quit your work.
Well, I actually just got an alert that there has been a murder, but I told them I'll be there in 20.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't at the soccer field, was it?
Oh, should I check?
Yeah, yeah, just check. To
make
sure.
It's about 2 miles from here.
Oh, not again.
I know. Uh-oh. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Really? There's already been a murder
It's
at the
always
soccer?
The
oh,
ref.
It happens all the time.
They can't take it, and they Budweiser themselves.
Oh, so it's not a murder. It's a self-murder.
Yeah.
I guess it's a sort of murder. It's still against the law.
Yeah.
No way to prosecute.
That's right. No way to prosecute.
So it's a victimless crime.
Well, I'll send you the pics.
That would be
great. That would be so fun. That's another thing we can talk about.
Yeah. Do you have a mother-in-law? We can bitch about that with you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nothing about mummy.
Mummy?
Mummy.
Oh.
Your mother is still with us?
Uh-huh.
Still on this earth?
Yes.
And visits regularly? I can take it. Really?
She lives...
And Cody, how do you feel about this?
I
see a sense of like,
Regina. Regina is a wonderful woman, and she is she's always been just a horrible bitch.
Two sides of the same coin.
Right. Yeah. So we when she comes, we, you know, we take her with us. We haul her along. What's great is that we can get her in a wheelchair, and she has debilitating anxiety, so we can get the front of the line pass.
Oh, the dream.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So then we're able to. It's fine.
But she has debilitating anxiety. Is she enjoying it?
Well, you're not telling the tall tale. We're keeping her alive so we can get to the front of the line. Okay.
She technically has passed.
Is this against her wishes? Does she have a DNR?
She does not have any wishes anymore.
You're hauling a dead woman around Disneyland?
Your weekend, the Friday and Saturday.
Thanks so much.
Your weekend in Bernie's?
We're Monday through Tuesday in Bernie's.
Okay. Wow.
Weekday at Bernie's.
Yes, we're weekday at
weekday
Bernie's.
Weekday at Bernie's-ing this woman around Disneyland in her weekend state.
Yes.
And I mean, this is a terrible.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I will pretend to be in a wheelchair if you need that. I mean, I do that on Southwest.
I mean, definitely. I mean, it's not pretending if you're in one.
That's what I'm saying.
Just have a seat.
Scott, you always get the.
If you just need a break,
that would be amazing, and then you get to kick your feet up.
Well,
a lot like your kids.
Oh no, mostly headers.
They're only doing headers.
They're doing a lot of headers.
These kids are bad at soccer.
It's rough. They try to use their hands all the time.
Oh, that's the one thing that's against the rules.
I know it.
Here's my thing. Okay, every sport is like, hey, in this one you can use your feet, but you can't use your hands.
Right.
Yep. In this one, it's like you use your hands, but you got to bounce the ball.
Yes.
Yep.
One sport. And you can do anything.
Rugby.
Running.
No, just one sport. Like, we don't... There's only one sport allowed.
Okay.
And you can do anything you want.
Oh.
There's one ball, one sport, and it only happens once every 4 years.
Oh.
It's a purge.
Everything ball?
Sports.
Yeah, and you can do whatever you want.
It's a purge of rules.
Purge. Yeah.
I'd like that.
Is the point of you have to get the ball into a net still?
Sure.
Or
why not? We have a net. We have goalposts. We have everything.
Oh, so it's all of them. You could do a field goal. You could do a...
Yeah.
And you can take any of the balls.
You have the hoop. You have everything. Yeah.
Oh, you have all of them.
Yeah.
So cool.
And take any of the balls and as many as you want. And then just like there's judges just sitting there going with like a clicker.
Yeah.
Like, there's a point. There's a point. There's a point.
Is there Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blaster where you get a high score?
Sure.
On
yeah, let's put it in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to get a refreshing soda pop and you do you hit every single one along the way.
It's the Bud Dwyer, the suicide.
That's right. That's right. Again, a victimless crime.
Sure.
You've got a sweet drink.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Cody, we would love for you to accompany us.
I'll be coming along.
Oh,
as a chaperone?
I think it's just
this
girls.
Is more of a ladies.
It's kind of a, you know, again, we're sort of sucker moms.
You could have some mom and son time with Regina.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's enough of that. Why don't we get together, the four of us, and we'll try it out and we'll give it a trial run. You can think of it as sort of an audition.
An audition?
Excuse me?
Oh.
Cody, forgive me for saying this, but it seemed, Cody, you lit up when... It seemed like you were going to be able to get out of the house and have a female friendship here.
No, I mean, Disney is great. I love Disney. I hate it. It's just, it's great.
I think Dr. Freud, I think someone showed their slip.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it.
No, I love it. I love it. I love going every single day. We're spending $120,000 a year.
It just seems to me like you didn't even go to Disneyland until your first date with this guy. There's so much more out there in the world.
Honey, have you ever heard of Truly?
Truly?
It's a beverage that makes all the sad go away.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll sit down. We'll have a Truly.
It's always on sale.
We can put on a Disney movie. That's where we park the kids anyway, so we can have some gab time.
Yeah.
And there'll be Disney in the background. You'll be putting down a Truly, and the next thing you know, it'll be like Truth Serum, and we'll all be sharing from our souls.
It sounds really fun.
We'd love that. I mean, the Honda Odyssey is big.
What time?
Again, Cody, I don't think you're invited. I hate to be the interjector here, but
well, then,
or the mediator, but I really don't. I think they're talking about just the three of them.
Yeah. Oh, but if I didn't go, I'd be lonely.
Well, you have your mother.
Maybe you could embrace that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, instead of spending your life just with these distractions to take your headspace away from the fact that your life is incredibly sad. You have no job.
I have a job.
You are training for a job that you don't even seem to know how to do. You think you're a handwriting expert, but it seems like you're training to be a calligrapher. I just think that maybe, you know, you should embrace that and actually like embrace it head on and deal with the fact that your life is incredibly sad.
well, if it's sad, I need to be happy. And there's only one place I can think of. If I'm going to go for happy, I might as well go for the happiest place on earth. And then I'm back to square one again. So your logic is flawed.
I'm saying go see a psychiatrist. Maybe that could be the happiest place on earth.
Yeah,
maybe.
Is there a psychiatrist character in any Disney movie?
Well, yes, there's Donald Duck's psychiatrist.
What?
Maybe he'll practice at the park somewhere?
I'll tell you what, I'll do it.
Okay.
Really?
Sure.
So during your sessions, these three can get together.
Okay.
And, you know, this will be great for everybody.
Well, I am loving this.
And you don't always have to be happy.
No.
You know, there's no summertime without winter. You know, you can have other experiences besides happy. You can have moments of bliss. You can have moments of whimsy. You can have moments of nostalgia.
In Narnia, there's no Aslan without Edmund.
I was along for the ride until you pulled that little shank.
There's no Turkish delight without an ice queen.
Yeah, and I like winter because I'm a sweater.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? And I like summer because I like wearing bikini bottoms.
Yeah, instead of undies.
Yeah.
Well, great. I think we've worked this out. This is so.
Scott, this was beautiful. What I mean, just did was marvelous.
I try it every episode to try to work out some sort of agreement between all of our guests. It hardly ever works out. So this is wonderful. Everyone seems to be happy coming out of this.
You just did Reggie.
How are you?
Oh, I feel great.
Okay,
so that worked too.
Yeah, that was
I
good.
I feel really good.
All right, great.
Scott just did what Amy Adams did with the aliens.
Yes.
Yeah,
and now we're all
still don't
speaking
know.
The same language, and it's the future.
Wow. All right. Well, speaking of the future, this present is running out. We only have time for a little bit more on the show. It's one final feature, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
I'm not going to write you a plug song because you asked for it because you need one. You see, I'm not gonna write you a plug song, cause you tell me it's make or break in this. If you're on your way, I'm not gonna write you to stay. If all you're doing is self-pleasing, gonna need a better reason to write you a plug song today.
I wrote a fucking plug song!
Oh,
man.
Wow.
All right, well, that was a plug song. I mean, it's right there in the title, so you should know that you wrote a plug song. It's called Plug Song by Trendy Dad. Thank you so much, Trendy Dad. If you have a plugs theme, head over there to cbbworld.com/plugs, and you can be famous for a week. And thank you, Trendy Dad. You are famous for a week. All right, what are we plugging? Reggie, the book, Great Falls, Montana, out this week. Everyone should buy it this week.
Yes, Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, I have a. I'm just reminding you, the caller who did the song. Mm-hmm. I have that coming out. I have a book coming out as well.
Yeah, right. I think we talked about it a little bit. Yeah, Great Falls, Montana.
Yeah, Great Falls, Montana. Yeah,
right,
that'll be out
this week.
Yeah, you can come on out and check it out. Have it, and then that's basically it. I'm gonna be around. So just hang
be
out.
Around.
Yeah, exactly. Just like come see me.
And if you buy the book, you own all the ideas in it. Right.
Yeah, most of them.
Because books are expensive. It's like you should own all this IP, right?
Yeah, books are expensive.
Yeah, exactly. All right, wonderful. And Cody, what do you guys want to plug?
We have a not plug.
Yeah.
So whatever you do, do not listen to the new podcast, Keys to the Kingdom, wherever you find your podcast.
Yeah. Now, I heard about this podcast. It's out this week. I think I appear on it, actually. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. Now, if I'd known that, I mean, come on.
There's so many things you didn't know before coming here.
Yes.
But I'm glad you're here.
This podcast is out today, as a matter of fact. Do not download it right now. On Spotify or Apple or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
And currently at one episode because it just debuted today. Two today.
They dropped. Can you believe they dropped two episodes?
How dare they?
I know.
To try to hook people in?
The first episode is about princesses, and the second episode is about fuzzies, which I believe you are on.
Oh, interesting. All right. I got to hear how. I bet I got a terrible edit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be mad at those producers.
They've made you sound like a right piece of filth.
All right, and that's called again, what is it called?
Keys to the Kingdom.
Keys to the Kingdom. It's a podcast out right now. Janet and Leanne, what do you want to plug?
Ooh, well, I have in another life, I really love a podcast called Mega, the podcast, improvised.
Yeah. I think I've been on that too.
You've been on that too? So has Gorley. So has
fuck am I doing so many podcasts?
I gotta get Reggie and Amanda on there, but Mega, it's an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional mega church, and we have a good old time.
And I would love if you would watch a program called Kite Man Hell Yeah that will be coming out on Max.
They changed that title, did they not?
Yes. It used to be called Noonan's.
I think I talked about this with a previous guest.
I don't know who it was, but I bet she's great.
But Kite Man Hell Yeah, much
Kite
better
Man, hell
title.
Yeah, is a much
when it was
better
called Noonan's.
No one knew what it was. And so yeah, it's been improved.
Noon of us knew what it was, actually.
Exactly.
But yeah, but
exactly
now it's called Kite Man
Hell
Yeah.
And that'll be coming to Max next year.
And that's set in the Harley Quinniverse.
It sure
not?
Is.
The
yes.
Batverse.
The Batverse.
Oh, yes,
yes. So it is in.
Does
animation.
Robin make an appearance ever?
I can't tell you that.
Warner Brothers. Really does.
Oh,
you
Cody's
could,
pissed
though,
about Warner. Maybe. Oh, I'm yeah sorry. I'm talking Warner Brother.
Well, yeah.
Discovery. Warner Brother Discovery.
Okay.
Yeah. The,
like that qualifies.
I bet you'd like the Discovery part of Warner
oh,
Brothers
really?
Discovery. Yes.
Okay.
Inexpensive program.
You could use some self-discovery.
Oh, I see. We have to end on a laugh. Okay.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to plug things, so we're not going to end on a laugh. But I do want to plug, hey, CBB World, big announcement. We just got the Neighborhood Listen is coming there. So all of the previous episodes will be there, as well as some new ones, as well as some special content. So many great shows over there. We have Scott Hasn't Seen. It's our Ocktober, Shocktober, Frightening Fest going on right now, where we watch scary movies. And we have a very interesting guest coming up this Friday, I believe. And so many great things over there at CBB World. Head on over there and check it out. If you subscribe for a year, you get 2 months free. I will not tell you which months, though. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
When you're feeling really down, take your key and turn it right. When you want to make everybody free, shut them tight. Open up the plug bag. Open up that plug bag. Open up the plug bag. To your heart.
Look at her butt. Becky, look at her butt.
Doors are made for locking, so we take our key and make it right. Time to open the plug bag. Open the plug bag. Everybody loves it. Take your key and turn it to the right and set the plug bag free. That's my life. Oh my God, Becky, look at her plug bag.
Would it surprise you to learn that that was under 60 seconds? just made it at 58. Thank you so much. That was Let My Love Close the Plug Bag by Dale Berglund. Thank you so much. Oh, it sounds like one of your soccer teams.
Oh, wait, there's the Berglunds.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Yeah, they cheat.
Oh, I bet.
They're in first place.
Are they the Astros of the...
They have cameras and signs, and
really?
They won't take away their title, even though they should.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much. Reggie, always great to have you on the show.
Mine pleasure.
Continued success with the books. I'd love to see you branch out into other mediums, sculptures.
Ah, thank you. Fantastic.
Okay, great. We'll catch back up with you later. And of course, Janet and Leanne and Cody, a wonderful friendship
our
here.
Our new pair.
Yeah, I'm going to leave with them.
Oh,
yeah.
You're,
well, yeah, cause I'm going to take them to the murder scene tonight.
Oh, my God.
You girls want
to
see something really wild.
I bet I'll solve it.
And we should do some of those edibles,
you
too.
You got it. We got Delta 8,
oh, I think it's kicking
10.
In, Scott.
Oh,
I think
okay,
it's kicking
good
in.
Oh, finally. All right.
Everything went wall-eyed.
And Cody, you have a single tear running down your
yeah,
cheek.
Yeah, I don't drive, so I don't know how I'll get home.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? I'm in your camp. Fuck me.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today, for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.